Welcome back to Tales from 2 a.m. My name is Brent Anthony Davis, the podcast producer. Had a week off in the woods. Man, since Saturday, I've been taking some naps. I am absolutely tired. But I'm glad to be back. I missed you guys. I really missed hashtag bad company. I really missed BTSC's family of podcasts and everybody in the live chat that hangs out on all of those shows. And I even missed Dave Schofield and Jeff Hartman. I missed those guys. So as well as everybody else on the network, it's great to be back here. We're talking about Bigfoot. We're talking about Lionel Richie songs. But we're talking about the most personality in Pittsburgh Steelers lore. And that's what we are going to be doing. Looks like we have some people down for the count, not feeling that great this week in hashtag bad company. Hope you're all feeling better. And if I missed anything in the live chat, I do apologize. You know me, I don't multitask. Mrs. Bad will tell you, I do not multitask well. So I'm trying. So if you need to, let me know, put it on there again. George Teston asks, are the scouts co-ed now? Yes and no. Yes, they are, but they're separate troops completely. My daughter was there at scout camp as well, but she was in her own troop. She's not in our troop. Now, they're co-ed in classes. They're co-ed. They mix through, but we keep a very good eye on them, and they are not at the same campsite. Their tents are not anywhere near each other. And that's something that we make sure for many reasons. But the girls' troops, I will tell you this, they are organized. They are fantastic. They take it to the boys. They really do. Fantastic groups. Really glad to have them there. They get a great experience as well. And it's a good feeling to have all kind of scouts, no matter the gender. They're working together. But at night, they're in separate sites, and that's good too. So anyway, I got to tell you this. I talked to a lot of Steelers. I met some BTSC fans there that knew about BTSC, had no clue that I was on it, had no clue. They didn't realize that. They go to the website and like, well, go to the podcasts. So it was so much fun. It was one of the best weeks of my life again. But this year, no issues whatsoever. My group, they were really pumped. They had a lot of fun, and no one fought. It was really weird. I think being off for COVID, missing it last year, they missed being at camp. And so they were back, and they were on their best behavior. I think it was great. I love this. Now, I'm going to say, Jerry Cherry says, come on, feel the noise. Girls rock the boys. Now, if you're going to say Quiet Riot, you can. But Jerry Cherry would probably correct me because that's originally a song by Slade. I believe 1973. One of the greatest rock bands in England's history. If you don't know Slade, you know the song Run Runaway from 1984. It is a great song. But Slade was a really good rock band. But we probably wouldn't know it if it wasn't for Quiet Riot. So come on, feel the noise. There you go. Check out some Slade. Man, we're throwing out Bigfoot, Lionel Richie. Now we've got Slade and Quiet Riot. We've got the scouting movement. We've got so much to talk about. It's great. We had to, at scout camp, we had to, on Thursday for Spirit Week, it was Sports Jersey Day. What jersey do you think I wore? I'm going to let you guess. I will let you guess which jersey I wore. Yes, it was a Steelers jersey. But which one do you think I wore? So throw it in there. I wore this make your own Maryland helmet because I represent the state of Maryland, and the back, our numbers on the back have the Maryland flag in it. I did not wear the BJ Finney pants, Garrett. That goes against so many things. That would be not scout appropriate to wear those pants. I would just say that it's not appropriate for anywhere for me to wear those pants. I got to bring up Just Me. I love Just Me. I enjoy your calm voice and stories on Sunday morning, not your singing as much. LOL, bad. Yeah, I did sing in front of the whole scout camp on the final night. My wife was there, and just Mrs. Bad was like, oh, he's singing. Oh, no. My daughter's like, oh, in front of 300 people, me and another guy, we're singing. I guess I'm just a show off. I guess that's okay. Wasn't a scout as a kid, and I had a chance to go there and as a leader, it's a lot of fun. So anybody have a guess of what number I wore? Nobody. I'm going to tell you. We did not wear 43. NVR, NDR guess is 43. Dave Shipley says 86. Nope. Did not wear 86 either. 50. Did not wear 50. He's going into the Hall of Fame, my friends. Not 7. And it's not because he's going to the Hall of Fame that I wore the jersey. 32, nope. I wore the jersey because, not 00. I wore this certain jersey because we are Troop 66 in Maryland. And so I wore Alan Faneca. So it was for two reasons. We're Troop 66. That's cool. And also, Big Al's going into the Hall of Fame. Alan Faneca is going to the Hall of Fame in just another week. How cool is that? So I got to wear my number 66. I was going to wear Mario Lemieux, but because it was white, it would have been nice. And there's a lot of Capitals fans around me. But that's a heavy, heavy jersey, and I didn't want to be wearing that all day long. So I did not wear 66 for Mario. I wanted to pay tribute to Mr. Faneca. So there we are. Let's talk about more personalities. We just talked about Big Al. Bad, how many jerseys do you have? I don't even know. I lost count. I'm not sure. I quit buying, though. I have not bought one in a long, long time. Well, like 4 months, but I'm done for a while. So I'm gonna stand pat a little bit. I need to lose a couple LBs too, and then have my jerseys fit a little bit better. But anyways, let's talk about the offensive line, and then we'll go to the tight end position. Who are we gonna put on the offensive line? Best personalities. Who would we put? I threw off Brian Brown with Big Al because they used to call Alan Faneca Big Al at one point too. So I'm going to throw out one as a great personality, Jerry Moon Mullins. Mullins had a great personality back in the day. Garrett Slingerland, this is the next guy I was going to throw up there. Pouncey. Pouncey's probably one with a great personality. Let me bring up the Big Ragu. Let's do this. Yeah, I just didn't shave for 2 days. That's why, Tape Boys. I just didn't shave. This is going away. I need to shave. I think Ramon Foster is a good one. Snowman's right, though. We have got a current Steeler that leads as far as offensive linemen go, Zach Banner. I think probably the greatest personality as far as an offensive lineman goes. I'd probably say Zach. I think the Hulk Banner, yeah. That interview we had with him last year on BTSC, that was brilliant. He was so good. He was so fun. He told us he would take Dave and I to Vegas. Just Me has 6 jerseys and 3 BTSC shirts. That's awesome. You have more BTSC shirts than I have BTSC shirts. How about that? Dave Shipley, I like this one. Ray Mansfield, Zach Banner, Ramon Foster, and Tunch. Tunch is definitely a great personality. And then you got to throw in Wolf. Throwing in personalities. So let's do this. Let's put Pouncey at center. Let's put Zach Banner at the tackle position. Let's go ahead and put Ramon and Tunch at guard. And let's put Wolf at tackle. Wolf played both tackle and guard at times too, so did Tunch. So let's make that our top five. I think that's a pretty good top five. There's our starting offensive line. I like it. Tight end. This is tough for me. Who has the most personality of tight ends in Pittsburgh Steelers history? It would be hard to say Heath. Heath was a quiet guy. He's the greatest tight end. Matt Stofka says we never had a tight end with notable personality. Dave Shipley says Benny Cunningham, 100%. Maybe Benny. I have a hard time with Heath because he was just, like I said, he was reserved. Mark Bruner was a reserved guy. Maybe the tight end position is just a reserved position. Eric Green, maybe? Randy Grossman? Randy Grossman was kind of reserved too. Maybe Eric Green. Maybe Green is your tight end with the most personality there. Benny Cunningham? Maybe Cunningham. Some Ebron has personality. Yeah. So I tell you what, let's make that a viewer's choice. I'm just going to go ahead and put my vote in. Let's go ahead with Eric Green on that. But you really can't go wrong. I think Ebron is up there too. All right, that's the offense. Let's take a look at the defense. Oh, we've got personalities on the defense. Let's look at the defensive line. Are we going to go Big Snack Casey Hampton on the defensive line? Is it going to be Cam? It's got to be, for me, I'm thinking it's a guy like Mean Joe. Joe Green's one of the guys up there. Ernie Holmes. He had an arrow in his head. He had personality. LC Greenwood, Portnoy Quenba says, we only need one pin, Rodney, commercials for light beer. Yeah, he had personality. Let's just name the personalities on the defensive line. Kiesel. Garrett Slingerlin says Brett Kiesel. Yeah, Brett Kiesel definitely had amazing personality. So let's look at that. Let's throw in, we definitely got to say LC. We've definitely got to say Mean Joe. We're going to have to, let's put Kiesel in there too. I like that. LC and Cam. That's our four. We'll go with a 4-3 there. There we go. I like that. I like the beard being in there. All right, linebacker. This could go on forever. We're getting a lot of Joey Porters. Joey Porter had personality. And if you're talking about the number one personality as far as linebackers, I think Joey Porter is it. He was personality personified. Joey's there. James Harrison had a different personality. A few people throwing up James Harrison. I think that's James Harrison's. For me, he had a subdued, menacing personality. It was a big personality, but it was menacing. Lambert, yeah, definitely Lambert, definitely Joey Porter. Let's get it. There we go. George Teston. Kevin Green. Kevin Green was all personality as well. Let's go with those guys. We could put James Harrison in there. We definitely could be. NPR NDR says, D. Bush seems to be getting a little personality going on as of late. Yes, he does. Definitely seen who he is. That's awesome. Let's look at the defensive backfield. We'll start with corners. Who at corner are you going to put with the biggest personality? Rod Woodson had a great personality. He definitely did. Deshae Townsend was kind of subdued. But if I'm looking at one guy that I think of with amazing personality at the corner position, it's got to be Face Me Ike. It's got to be Ike Taylor. We got some votes for Mel Blount there. We just got a late one for linebacker, and it's Motes. Arthur Motes, we're seeing a lot of personality of him in the media. Motes had a great personality, a linebacker. We got to think about Motes, too. Got some votes for Joe Hayden and Willie Gay. Mel Blount had personality. I like Ike and Woodson. I like that one. I really do. Antoine Valentino Blake. Yep, Steeler Nation 412. I remember. Remember Antoine. So those are the two we'll go with. We'll go with three. That's cool. Let's throw in let's go with Blount, Ike, and Woodson. That's pretty good. All right. Defensive backfield. This one's there's a number one safety that you cannot deny. Ryan Clark. We saw it out there. Clark, as far as personality, boom. A lot of people were saying Polamalu. Polamalu had a very subdued personality. When I think of a guy at safety, besides Ryan Clark, I'm thinking Lethon Flowers. That guy would grab the mic, and he was another Joey Porter. He would spout off. He'd say a lot of stuff that you're like, oh, why'd you say that? But Lee Flowers, man, seeing the paper champions, oh, yeah, I've got to say that. Polamalu's play was personality, says Sean Manahan. I get it. But he spoke on the field, not to the media, as NVR NDR says. Donnie Schell, I thought he had personality, but to me, he was a lot like Polamalu. So for me, I'm thinking guys like Clark. Clark, definitely. I think Flowers got to be in there. Let's throw him on the list. Good thing about this list, it's just Bad Company's list. It's not like it's going to make any national publication. If it does, I'll give you guys all the credit in the world. How about that? All right, let's wrap this up with kickers and punters. What kicker? Do kickers even have personalities? I don't know if they do. Punters. I don't know. Punters, there's one guy. It's an easy one for punter. The guy was a jokester. It was Josh Miller. I do remember Belton Doughton Hall. He wanted to fight Mike Tyson after his rookie year. He wanted to fight Mike Tyson. But Josh Miller, he had an extensive Pez collection. He's a guy you got to go with. Jeff Reed, 100%. I agree with that. Somebody put in Dave Schofield as the kicker. Dave Schofield has great personality. Gardocki, that's a good vote. For me, I think it's Jeff Reed. Yeah, he was out there. The King, Presley. Ooh, check that out. Check that out. We're getting a vote for the King. I like it. Reed was definitely a jokester. Josh Miller. I think those are the guys there too. Let's do one more. Let's do one more. Coach, it's not Chuck Noll. Chuck Noll had a personality. It's got to be Cower. I would probably say Cower is as your personal most personable coach of them all. Oh, I've got some hashtags, and I saw the word beehive, so I got to bring up Lumberzack. Hey, you BTSC fam. Glad I could catch a show live for the first time in a while. Bone to pick, though. Hashtag bad company is really good, but doesn't hold a candle to bad's beehive. Let's get a poll out there. Oh, wow. It wants to change our name to bad's beehive. I love it. I haven't thought of Sapphire for a week, man. Gosh, what am I going to do? McAdoo wants to do kick returner. We can do kick returner. My brain's not thinking about a kick returner, though. Somebody throw out a kick returner with great personality. I know they're out there. Hey, Ray Ray. There you go. Let's throw in Ray Ray and be done with that. Hey, glad we had a lot of fun today. We're gearing up. It's going to be another big week. Next thing you know, we're going to have a football game to talk about. How about that? There's going to be a football game really soon to talk about when we have the Hall of Fame game. It's around the corner. Steelers, Cowboys. We're going to have Hall of Fame inductions pretty soon. We're going to have all that. It's football season, my friends. It's the preseason, and that's what it is. And hashtag bad company, we're going to be there together. And for my man Lumberzack, hashtag bad's beehive. I think we're going to have to keep hashtag bad company. But August 5th, baby, is what Steelers Nation 412 says. 11 more days. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And you know what? I got to say this. I'm going to apologize now to just me. I will not sing for another 7 days. Might have to sing next week in 2 a.m. And I know she's 3 hours behind. So it's 8:24 and hearing me sing songs. Sing quiet, right? That's not a good thing. And I feel you. So I'll try to lay off of that. All right. With that being said, do 3 things for me. Be safe. Be true to yourself. And always be behind the steel curtain. I love you all. Thank you so much for celebrating the preseason, for supporting BTSC, and loving the black and gold just like I do. We will see you next week. Love you, hashtag BTSC Bad Company.